Good morning.
Welcome to the Sunday, March 4th, 2018 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. The most recent draft of the PDF with the text for these shows uploaded this morning is number 998. Sisters and brothers, today when I read described the busyness of people celebrated in the New York Times, perhaps it's an effect of being blasted with EMF, but I feel a kind of dizziness as I recognize that once I too went to meetings, oblivious, unseen around me all the utter falseness, a world our labor makes, our service takes, with we unconscious of what we serve, and the loneliness of wanting what is not, in a world so false, churns my stomach into knots, and I must seek again the balm of Paul's reminder to us of the selfless love of prophets for us, who wrote aforetimes, so we would not feel alone or without hope. Quoting Paul, "And I, brethren, when I came to see you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." And that's from Corinthians 2. How do we make love existent in the world? Unfinished business, which is now up for all of us. The world we want, in which there is no force. That our bodies want this lets us know that it is so. And though we're told it is a feeling merely, we grasp it with our reason, as Proudhon and Kropotkin did. There is prophecy. Prince will prove this to us. But the prophecy of freedom, once the fullness of the tendencies Paul speaks of comes in, is also a physical reality, the truth, positive as sound, which is likewise perceived not just by our longing for it. We have to trust when our body says to us, "This is not what I want. What I want is what I feel, and I am not an aberration. What I want is love, the missing, all, the infinite, existent in the world." We must have faith in the reality of what we feel, not just by our longing for it, but by our own power of analysis, our gift of reflection, which gives us our reasonable service. This is the truly fresh, innovative contribution to our getting our freedom provided by Jesus and Paul. Their method, their language, their grasp of the truth, their example get us unstuck. Now that truth's fullness is coming in, and much thanks for this is due to our sexumvirate, in Beginning Again, which you can download free as a PDF from the Nascence to End Work website, I asked in the section so named, do we, the people, need a vision of the future. My conclusion was both that we needed a vision, which in Paul's and Prince's tongue would be love, and many visions, i.e., the visions that come from freedom, which now I see are given us through the power of reflection by God. We can reason the existence of the infinite. Our bodies teach us. Pedagogy is not just backwards, but harmful. This is not to be directed, but heard in our communion with the all of it. I was describing in Beginning Again, in a different tongue, Paul's method of separation, which we ourselves arrived at by our powers of reflection, when we said that the individual must be the basic unit of political organization. And this is where Proudhon concluded as well, saying that our mutual agreements, devices or tools to manifest the law of love, must be demonstrated. And we add globally, through our gift of reflection, by all of us.